Kumanyait tu sih. Ili si maru dua keleng itu kenyak kami sih tempat kau nunarut. Sila tane, apa tane tempat kau ubahku di nyunia urut. Halunia haluta, angunia haluta. Naga asyik bukuk luda tempat kuna nunam nunamen nun nauruan ik bukuk luda tempat day nyunia itu but agelan ukallau tiga itu. Tempat kuna nunak halak kaya nasi.
The other part was our older people believed that when you select a land, that you would get the fishing rights in some areas on the river. On the Yukon, you cannot set a net anywhere. It always has to be in an eddy where the current goes around like that.
Nunamik naluna yaksigubit, anguni akabikiranik, tapura, ikalugunia lanayak tutin, tap tumani nalunayak sa kami. Agala nalunayak si surugok, untuk kenadut kakurut, pi kakalong, sunayin, kakalungani, ami, kakalumikubo pi susunayak put, kugum, kakalungani gok tapura nalunayak si niurakaniyak tutu.
And then when the land claims passed and we got our land, there was a lot of them discouraged because they had certain areas, just this limited area to pick out the land from.
I see Tamana Pisigibulu land claims, Nunakarak to Kamik to Sama. In your work to deny it, Kamasumitut, Kamasumitut, Tamat Kuninga, Nunakarak to Amiginik. Ilisima bluit angunia abigilai satik ilisima bluit tamat kwa kamasuti ingin nyerai nunakarak tuati.
Maybe when the elders start talking and before 1991, maybe the elders will get brave enough to think about these things so that we can come up with some kind of proposal to maybe help these out in some way.
Si liwa guok 1991 ngungan nga no tok kanat ima isumalak tu kurao sung naktut tamat kwa pisigilawit igilianik tuat pi ilianne kahit sila karamit katit siluting kahit kai ciri hurau ngasuk unak tu isu mati meginik.
In the past, in all my time, the 72 years, the 70 over 70 years, I have found when the Eskimo talks, don't count very much most of the time. If you want something, you got to fight for it all the time.
What was the, yeah. I didn't get the Eskimo, what?
People, when they talk and want something, they uh-huh. don't get it. They have to fight for it.
In Union of Lunele, the man is over 70 years. Nuname Pisho getting up Lune, Ilichoing Alole, in night, Suka, coming October, in Yukoks in Yakame, Pinella. Sama kau sekecilnya ngaya kalau anguya kalau ni coba kisah ni gua pinjam waktu.
And I think if the elders hear and start thinking for the future, because the future belongs to our younger generation, we the older people will pass on. But before we do, we have to try and tell our youngsters what we know.
To kenal gua kuba, aku lift side gua. Tikinyak tu ada aku lift sa. Inyune aku tinggal ni. Kuba utak panaguru guru tabra khawti du khurai but khawti lu sunik igisi marap tinik kanugo ke tesamma angala chiniak tulle pi tamat kwa nudakat pagmapak.
I think in our younger generation get blamed for a lot of things, but I think that we, the elders and the parents, maybe we brought up our kids to be hunters and so forth, but our younger grandchildren don't know how to hunt. They know schoolwork, they come back from high school, but when they get home, us older people have to put the food on the table.
Ilegi saling ilataligo kito na kani sa sama ilegi sa outing blue kita ng unya ane ramik ilegi sa outing agay agalali ba tutalo ne tutalo ng iligo school gaya kahalo tik ay kami nalurak tut ilegi sa go kuto kanato pura ikayok tuhura kaya kaya nakip nakinik nakibingin yun ilegi hura urak tut ilingin niya. Damat ko na lubluting tutalo ng angunayang anagamik.
Maybe it's our fault, but we have time to think and try to preserve the future of our younger people. And I want to thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to be able to talk to you people.
Asili ba, then nak gua kikilir lagi mana temat gua tu talu dik, tempura ilingi jalan ni isuma suruk pati sah na sebelum ni, agalan then nak gua kesemangat kalu dah sama isuma rukura oleh sebut waktu rukura oleh sebut temat gua aku lipsa atau kuni agkang itu isuma digiluit tambakung iluit inunya osip.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson, for telling us about the experience of the people on the Kuskokwim. Ron Brower suggested that that since supper won't be ready till 5 o'clock, there would be time for one of the elders to speak from some of the other villages, Point Hope and Point Lay.
Semua 5 o'clock pun bagi orang kani aktor, semua untuk penat, untuk penala kani sukluit. Bila kau belusi tap temuna ulukun bilak tuut semali bila tu untuk penat from Point Hope or Nuxet. Kalau sah tu adalah ni nak ni.
Asin tema kita nggak malu kanok pegu mah pegi malui dan niki injuk toko sugo belum bilangannya wangnya kalau tahu masih macam lu waktu ah temat ke aku nek bebut. Dalam umur pik-pik patik, ubah pik-pik ingin nyeriga, negara ingin nyeriga. Dunia optiki alat kap mana ini per orang nadi. Dunia patik alat kap pergi nyakto. Nekini, memat kuning akalungnik nigilatraptinik aqwarnik pikpatigot iluinniartoq tavrawanga saaraman uqqtanga.
Thank you, sir.
This is Solomon Klieg. I'm Solomon Klieg from Point Hope. My beginning statement is I like the Land Claims Settlement Act. When the land claim started, I like it. But there, because if I have land, my children inherit that land. Because people die, you know. They, all of us walking on have to die. So, but one of the things that is really in my mind, and I'm going to fight for all it's worth, is the hunting areas. If anybody from outside of the village or a non-native gets that hunting area, he said, he doesn't like that, because the food that we hunt, the whales, the caribou, the fish, all of these animals that we hunt, we need these hunting areas. Thank you.
Well, we have a few more minutes. Would anybody else like to speak?
The cooks and permit will have till 5:15. And they'll be ready.
Okay, do you have any suggestions about who might?
New York City, New Mapinya. Halo, kung lakulu, pinagbalo ako nila. Hey, piwing ay kumima. Piwe kayak tangan nila ako. Okay.
Wangawa Sarah kunang nana nursani kairanga uba kebli reaktin matiut nagalik sapi ataklunga inyune anim ni oqaqsaqni ahlunga ummi qalut kapi uga psanga gsunna atka ko kelam rokhlung oqaq oqaqtirnikka uba nekitirsani aksinganga sama qalugira qamalaura ilanga uba kibungali nuutin matiut nuiksenon siraqingarugut nunamik nunannaksaqtilluta uaki tuaqatigali qaqassukkalualuiññapku nunnaksangaruani ilaungamman piyumiñaiññimman uam nigili piñiluktunga ilisimasa aluaqtuqumamni nunna tatkimña piññaqtaaganilukaptigu ukiumi tupertorluta seraqingarugut kaimña iñuuniaqasarput utexilugu tatqavannutaqaangapta aasiutuqqaliuraaqmiugullu utiqapta qiyanaq igilutuqtuuraŋagikput 1 year iñuuniluguluta uaptiginik nuutqaaqapta natqitsigutunni plaigutunni ikkauratunni puuŋit ayoġunartut tavarali usiaġurarput plastik natiġirarput tainatun siġaqatigipuluta uva ikayoġuniluksaŋagipsi tatkiptumiŋa nunnaksautipulusi tanŋit iluqaatatqamna pimaaqtuliġiruiñaaqsimmarruŋ kayuutaasukulutali qapsiupuluta ñugiaksiuraqluta nutaqqanik ilapuluta nuunniluktuŋarugut skiituunik qaniraqlugit suġauttavut aasi pirakhir gati ut nunago angalan ni ang ikik putubap tigi ni kanga ni bagalugun ni pitskongit yudale pitskongir gati ut asiwa tupa urak puli napakap tigi utabara tamna sila ga urak puli kanga ikiput salumap kakanili hulugo pisok tilap tigtu Ukurok tulad tulunga. Una ka utim mati ut. Sumik ka kamarakawin mi pichu ut. Nuna ang alat kongin migad, niwa kongin migad. Misragli malo maanga. Tat kabong ati urak teka. Saab luwik. Nuna mun. Nalunak si urak luwik. Spuali kongit kaluak luwik. Iliraka. Iliwa. Atau aturan ni akil lu iklu ada semua. Nerasuk nerai mau isangit kira cat kama tu perkahwin tini macam merok lalu nak singarok nete ukurok sama raga agalan pakai cumi nyai cumi nak anak lu ramai balu aku mew ala anak si misu aku mew jam suli si jalek put uyuwa Helen. Kami kembali ajaru. Libakunuk nama ramik aru terkawiliok tu. Matulu ikut bersuah luit opinik. Sumiki sokpang mikicu. Isak siliab lunuk nalunak meok. Nikau tigi urai buta berani. Aru liabu. Tapi dia nak tungsalu mana liurang ni alap tak. Inyugaya sima ta iglut, kiriwit sut, kamutit, nunak puli, inna suri mana ramatun iliwiliw kamutit ki magwa tumingit, nakusuk kumunatirut. Aglan, ikayaw na ilukif sili tamang aglan, ilipsi, kuwaptinik piyayin minyaylok tuagut, Ika yung kapsigut at kibunga. Aglaan tamat ko ni oktokto at kimaakto ko ni aklo kanikpun man na kalinyak to at taka na nilo nirilong sibukane sira ko tigirabot ikalakping milo fiskuring mik dahi ka nga no nikalak sa kabib tingin kung asiksilak din ni uralo akibot tamat tumang akong mik Niyok-tukong mata. Nagkasibitsok takin niyo rakluwit na kanang nga. Nagalarong sibukanin. Kaluwit. Isarabig isurangan niy. Bagot ki marutok kaliragot. Abong abla kaluwit niragot. Nagayugurugot. Ime. Nagalutinik. Kanyaktuanik kung may isarunyaktuanik. Tamaw nga si nagayiluak si Biluta. Tapos taw na nga takayo may isarumata. Tamat kuali. Dengan ilmu kamu, pirahat kau yang mengit kalau halui tamat kunungan yang waktu tinun, isu maka kalau waktu ngali, mangalu ika yok tigi kap jamanga dalam forman nga, angyak saya ilmu kalau waktu nga, agilan ukalau tu suwit ka, ilat ka nalungasa uang arwinya angyak rominya cunga. Ubani inyo nilo katirat ka tasama ilipsinik tuyok taluit apehiri sirusi inyong min atachimin apehiri nga kasi nalungay sa ubang ang ikaw minya itunga kaiki yung minya itunga ilipsi pigisuktap sinik uba kayo tasuktungali ilipsin yun ubani sirakiruanon ukaluit kaluang nga kama ubakakpakarali itunga Kubang nga, Sarah Kunang Nana.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. I'll give you a little bit of synopsis of what... I'm Sarah Kunang Nana from Nirpset. I talked this morning, but people told me that I needed to say the same things that I said this morning, and so here I am talking to you again about the way that we have been living at Nuiqsut. When we first moved to Nuiqsut, we had a hard time. It was in the middle of the winter. We didn't have any houses. We were living in tents. We didn't even have plywood to put on the floor of our tents. We took a piece of plastic with us so that we could put the plastic on the floor of our tent. And because of the activities in that area, the oil development, we got concerned that the area where we back in the Tornis when we used to live there, we were concerned that the oil development was happening around that area too much, so that's the reason why we encouraged those people that wanted to go back, who used to live in that area, to go back to Nuiqsut to claim some of the land that was being developed. And because of that, we went over there. That first year, we didn't have any refrigeration. They told us not to destroy the land. They told us not to dig into the land. We couldn't do that. But because of the urge to have the seal oil in us, this is the way I understood it, because we like seal oil, I took couple cans of seal oil to Nuiqsut, but because of no refrigeration, I know that they were going to spoil in the summertime. It gets warm there. I used one can, and even though we were told not to dig into the land, I went away from the tent. On the side of the tent, I dig into the land and put the one can of seal oil under there. Even though I put it under there, it didn't take long for the seal oil to spoil. And because I found out that it spoiled, I just left it in underground. And I don't think that people will be able to find the can of seal oil that is under there. But maybe someday the archaeologists are going to find that can of seal oil. There are other concerns. At that time, was one of the things that they had to do was to find an area where they could keep the what we call auruk, fermented fish. Is that the right word? The fermented fish. Kind of spoiled fish, some people say. They wanted to have an area where to keep that fish from spoiling. So she and the other person found an area and used willows to cover the fish so they won't spoil in the summertime. So these are the things, the activities that they did during that time. But now we have many houses. There's wood up, a lot of wood around there. There are vehicles running around all over the place, and now we have an idea that we don't care whether we break up the land and it's getting, you know, to that stage. Because of the oil activities, the oil development, we are trying to keep some areas from being affected by the oil development. Nigalik area is one. That's where the fish come up river. We we are trying to keep away the development in that area. And there's an area called Fish Creek. We're trying to delay at least the activities that have been proposed by the oil companies, because we know that without the fish we have, we know that if there's too much activity where the fish come up river, we know we are going to have some problems. And we are always thankful for the help that has been given to us by especially people from here. They have given us their support through letters, but when they ask the question on what to do in Nueksat, I tell them that they should inform all of the people at Nueksat so that they would get an overall picture of the things that are in their minds. So she's always helpful for that help.
Is that it? Yes.
Let's break for supper.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for the testimony today and yesterday, and the commission will be meeting tonight at 7:30 in the North Slope Borough Assembly Room. So thank you again.
Yeah, it's going to be public hearing.
Yeah.
Right. At the North Slope Assembly Room, starting at 7:30 tonight.
Amaguka nikikredit kanaya ganikke amani sabak duat sabma kalek palek susi sabma abwa nyerusin nyango kanayak tigut ukuwait kanayak tikalwe. Si uvlo pag tavrunga lala ko ta uvla ko sa mga uvla kinihaligit sigut 9 o'clock. Agala, koko ko na yakip si assembly room mo testify ako no si nalagdok no si pipikrakang nga Justice Bertram sa vang amal ni kayo ni
I doubt it.
Right, good.
Okay, then we're ready. And I didn't get that translation ready for that big Billy Nerhoff translation. I'm talking to Edna too at the same time. We're all hooked up, ready to go, and KBRW should be keeping track. So when we start, we start. And if you need anything, there's coffee in the back. And if you... Oh, you have to. If we tell you to slow down, or the translator,
okay.
They should slow down, and they should have those headphones on while they're translating, so we can talk to them and tell them if they're.
I understand the radio station is hooked up to the system, so we can begin. At least that's what I'm told. So just want to welcome you all to this fifth session of the Alaska Native Review Commission here in Barrow. We started yesterday morning at the Elders Conference and continued there yesterday afternoon. And then we had a public meeting last night and then we continued with the elders again this afternoon, and now we're here to listen to the views of members of the public this evening. Maybe I could just say that the commission was established by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference a year ago to
review the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971, and its job is to go to villages and towns throughout Alaska to give Alaska Natives and other Alaskans an opportunity to discuss the impact of ANCSA, the good points, the bad points, 1991, and prospects for the future. Tonight, we've arranged to hear from Mayor Eugene Brower of the North Slope Borough, from Arnold Brower Sr. of the Inupiat community of the Arctic Slope. Joe Apiksoon is going to speak about the history of the Arctic Slope Native Association and the struggle leading to ANCSA. George Amagoic of UIC is scheduled to come, and Mary Edwardson is down on my list, and our last speaker, he wishes to be last, is Dave Fleurant from Anchorage, who is a lawyer with Alaska Legal Services and their specialist in allotments, and he's been brought here by Legal Services to discuss allotments, because allotments come up at every meeting that we hold, and they're of great concern to Alaska Natives generally. So we're very glad that he's here, and we'll call on him towards the latter part of the evening. And of course, anyone else who is here who wishes to speak, or anyone listening to me who wishes to come down and speak, is certainly welcome. We'll be back here tomorrow at the North Slope Borough Assembly Room throughout the day and tomorrow evening, available to anybody who wants to come down and make a presentation. It doesn't have to be in writing. It can simply be extemporaneous expression of your views. At the end of my travels, and I'll continue to hold meetings until the end of the year, but after that I'll write a report on ANCSA based on what people have said at these meetings, and that report will be turned over to the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, and they will be making it public, and it will be available to Alaska Native organizations, corporations, and so on to help Alaska Natives to plan for the future, to plan for 1991 and beyond. And it's especially worthwhile for the Commission to be here in Barrow on the Arctic Slope, because we know what an important role the Eskimo people of the Arctic Slope played in ANCSA, in the struggle leading to ANCSA, and of course in all the circumpolar countries, the achievement of the people here in establishing the first Eskimo home rule government in the world is well known. Well, that's enough from me, and we can start the evening's proceedings. I assume all the equipment is working, and there's nothing to worry about. So, Mayor Brower, perhaps you would start, and if you wouldn't mind sitting in this chair by the microphone so that we can record what you will be saying.
Thank you, Mr. Burchard. Good evening. I'm Mayor Eugene Brower. Thank you for inviting me to present testimony and to discuss the Alaska Native Settlements Act. I will start with some of the background information about the North Slope Borough. Before the borough was established, very few local jobs were available. Our village residents had to live without water and sewage systems, health clinics, fire protection, adequate housing, and lack adequate roads and airports. Our students had to leave their homes and families to gain high school education. State and federal agencies appropriated very little funds for the North Slope, and many times the available funds fell far short of the actual cost. The agencies didn't always inform residents of their program and very rarely explained funding requirements and other red tape. Of all the regions in Alaska, many of us felt that ours was the most neglected. But the discovery of oil at Prudhoe Bay presented a major opportunity to us.
To us and the Alaska Natives throughout the state. It facilitated the native land claim settlement and provided for a tax base necessary to organize a regional government on the North Slope. Our ANCSA leadership organized the Arctic Slope Native Association to negotiate the land claims agreement. When it was adopted, they organized the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation. This leadership was also the driving force behind establishing the North Slope Borough. They petitioned the state's local boundary commission to establish our borough. They saw a strong local government as a means for the North Slope residents to benefit from the oil and gas development and gain essential services and facilities. An election was held on July 2, 1972. The North Slope Borough was established as a first-class borough under Alaska state law. And the voters elected our late mayor, Eben Hobson, as our first borough mayor. Then in 1974, our voters ratified a home rule charter that explained the borough's powers from a first-class to a home rule municipality. Currently, ours is the only home rule local government in Alaska. During the past 12 years, the borough has made great strides to improve our standard of living, and our oil field tax base has enabled us to maintain a strong capital improvements program to meet most of our urgent needs. We have built new homes and schools and greatly improved our roads and airports and water sewer systems in all of our villages. We have strictly enforced strong local hire and contracting policies that have greatly improve local job and business opportunities. During my administration, we have built new fire stations and health clinics in our villages, furnished with state-of-the-art equipment. We now have satellite cable television in our communities and have greatly improved our communications with new telephone systems. We are also completing a computerized geographical information system to maintain our land records and implement our coastal zone management program, and our land use plans. Clearly, the borough is a product of the momentum and the political thrust created by our land claims movement. We share roughly the same area with the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation. Our land has some of the richest oil and gas and mineral resources in the world, but it also has important wildlife habitat areas. Our subsistence wildlife are the only renewable resources we have, and it is incumbent upon us to protect them so we can continue our subsistence lifestyle. During the settlement talks, ANCSA voiced concern about the effects ANCSA would have on our traditional lands, our wildlife habitat areas, and our subsistence resources. And because we were not satisfied with the way ANCSA addressed our concerns, we voted against it. Many people today think the land claims movement ended and the momentum died when ANCSA was signed, but it is not so. ANCSA was a positive response to this movement, and the existence and the work of this commission clearly demonstrates that our movement is still alive and is beginning to come of age. Since ANCSA was signed more than a decade ago, 10 years ago, we have spent most of our energy implementing it, with little attention given to analyze its impacts. Now the time is right for us to reassess ANCSA and to work to continue our land claims movement agenda. Many of you have heard of the confidence some of our people place in the trust responsibility of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. and the hope of native sovereignty. While I share this desire for local control, I don't place any confidence in the BIA to help achieve self-determination. I am more confident in a strong local government responsive to the needs and desires of all of its residents. But there are many views on both sides of this issue, and until it is put to rest, it will continue to be on our agenda. I'm sure the testimony you have heard during the past 6 months reveals many problems with ANSA. Among the most prominent are the sale of corporate stock, the taxation of native lands, and the rights of our children born after December 18, 1971, to share our settlement. There are some who ask, why do we want to amend ANSA? After all, they say, isn't a deal a deal? But there are others who share my feeling that no government has the right to make deals that threaten our traditional lands and hunting rights. And no government has the right to deprive our children of the benefits we fought so hard to gain. ANSA is not written in stone. It needs to be updated to reflect our modern needs and desires. And it needs to acknowledge that our moral standards have grown with our experience. What our nation thought was fair and just in 1971, more than a decade ago, is not so today. I would suggest the following to be timely amendments to ANSA. 1. All Alaska Natives born after December 18, 1971 are to become shareholders in their village and regional corporations upon majority age. 2. Corporate shares are inalienable. Corporate lands cannot be sold, and lands lease will include stipulations for development to be consistent with subsistence activities and habitat protection. Our traditional subsistence activities are inalienable and will be self-regulated through cooperative agreements with the appropriate state and federal agencies. 4. All pending Native allotment applications will be honored and processed, and families with established subsistence use areas will be entitled to negotiate terms of development on their land. And the last one, the fifth one, all Alaska Natives who were in the military service defending the freedom of our country will be provided Native allotments. In conclusion, ANSA represents the first major step our nation took toward establishing a policy for the Arctic. We must now challenge our nation to refine this policy to better meet our needs. I am confident that the report from this commission will not only help us gain a better understanding of ANSA, but will also identify and recommend specific provisions to advance our goals. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Mayor Brower. I think that very positive proposals you put forward are reflective of the constructive approach that people have taken throughout the state at every meeting we've held, and going to be interested to know what Mr. Fleurant has to say about your proposal regarding allotments. But could I ask you a couple of questions, because there's a couple of other things here on the Arctic Slope that are very interesting, and it may seem at first glance that they don't have anything to do with ANCSA, but I'd like to ask about them anyway. One is the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, which is an example, many think, of Native people achieving a self-determination regarding subsistence. That's one way of looking at it. And I believe you were the first chairman of the...
No, I wasn't.
I see. Well, someone was... could you tell me a little bit about how the Whaling Commission works
and the arrangement with the international and federal authorities.
Well, the formation of Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission was established back in 1977 when we first heard about INWC, which placed a moratorium on our whaling activities, our subsistence whaling activities. So a meeting was held here in Barrow with the whaling captains and other concerned people that have great belief in this, our subsistence lifestyle, in reference to the bowhead. So with the help of ICAS at that time, Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission was formed, strictly with the villages that whale here in the slope. But later on it was expanded to include some of the villages outside the North Slope border that lived on, that use the bowhead as a means of livelihood, which in turn Gamble, Savungo from St. Lawrence Island, Wales, and Kavalina were included. They had a meeting down in Kasabio, if I'm not mistaken, in 78 or 79 to include those four villages from outside the slope. A lot of time has been spent by the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission to try and educate 36 nations from across the world as to what it takes to live in our environment, and that our resources come from the sea, majority come from the sea, we are in coastal areas, and you live off the land also. We just don't run to a supermarket to get our meats, and mainly in form of meat products. So the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission has come a long ways since it was formed back in 77. You've had different people in there now, different leaderships with different ideas, but all in all, the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission has come forth a long ways. It's an uphill battle. The commission can't satisfy everybody's concerns or wants and needs, but the majority of the whaling captains in each local village have the majority vote, so the majority rules as to which way that local village is going to hunt.